And I would like to now invite us to a meditative time, a very, very sacred time, even though I'm using that precious word once again, and a time dedicated to the perfection of your perception, dedicated to the celebration of how wonderful it is that God has expressed itself, himself, herself, as you, and placed in that expression that you are a unique manner, style, and way of seeing and experiencing what we call life. So if it feels right, let yourself, in this special, precious moment, just be that remarkable, amazing embodiment and creation of the divine that you are. And allow your awareness and sense of consciousness simply to be taken to and to focus upon the utterly beautiful, gifted self that you are. Gifted with a natural way of perceiving and of noticing life. Called, in fact, to perceive life in a way that's just right for you, regardless of whether anyone around you shares that perception. What a beautiful, remarkable, even amazing gift it is to have a special, individualized, custom-designed style of connecting with, of seeing and perceiving, of experiencing and knowing ourselves, others, and life. What a magical, special moment this is, that each of us has come together right here in this special moment in total respect for the unique style that each of us possesses, the unique perception of everything that we have. How precious that in this moment, everyone who's here acknowledges, respects, and even supports you, just as you are created to be. Thank you, God. Thank you, Divine Source. Thank you, Creative Spark of Life, for placing yourself, if you will, splashing yourself around this universe in so many identifiable and unidentifiable ways. Thank you in particular for splashing yourself into us and putting that special mark on our foreheads, that special design in our souls, that special perception and perspective in our eyes, in our brains, in our minds, that special way of making a connection to life in our hearts. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. for loving each of us, all of us. Thank you indeed, because in all the ways that we share your magnanimity, your creativity, your divinity, your magnificence, your unendingness, each of us does so in our own unique style. Thank you, God. And in the depth of each of us, in our hearts, our souls, our core self, in those cellular, subcellular arenas of our body, those deep and powerful energies of our being, those strongest, deepest, even primal feelings of ourself, we are unique. You are special. You are beautiful. For the beauty that is life, that is the divine, lives radiantly in you and as you right now. Thank you for saying yes to the special way that God created you. Thank you for embodying consciously and with resolve and with ownership the amazing self that you are. Thank you for being you in every way that you have said yes to. And thank you for celebrating you, loving you, honoring you just as you would the divine, just as you would the person you look up to more than any other, just as you would everything in life that deserves to be celebrated. In my book, you rank up there with all of them. So in this special moment of meditation and of quiet self-reflection, I invite you to love yourself anew. Honor yourself, perhaps like never before, because God lives in you and as you, and with you, and through you, and from you, because you are divine, not just in your soul, but in your cells, not just in your energy, but in your mind, not just in your person, but in your everything. You are utterly amazing. For everything that life is, lives in you in a way that is never duplicated anywhere. All of life loves you, is you, manifests through you, and perceives itself through your eyes. Hears itself through your ears, loves itself through your love, and yes, honors itself through your honoring. What a life you are. What a perception you have. A perception so sacred, so divine, so alive, so perfect, so natural. You are so beautiful. Those are the words of a song. A song now 30 years old, but a song whose words contain the sacred truth of you, of me, and of us, and of everyone. May your perception live in its natural state for as long as you breathe. May your sacred viewing of life, your remarkable natural orientation to seeing, knowing, perceiving, viewing everything around you and in you and through you, may it always, always have the respect and the ownership that you give it in this moment. I leave you with that prayer and with my own blessing for the successful expression and truth and ongoing experience of that wish. Thank you so very, very, very much.